The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International.
The world and the church alike want to know, like, can God use the suffering that he's taken me through? Is he even there? Why would he do this?
Jay found his wife, Catherine, unconscious from a massive brainstem stroke. Miraculously, she survived and now shares her message, Hope Heals.
You have this sense, if you believe that your hope has healed your soul, the most broken place, then you're less attached to the outcomes of the here and now.
For joining us on Life Today. I'm Betty, and this is James.
And I'm telling you what, you know, we know heartache. Mm-hmm. You know, I think most of you know, a lot of times you look at us, hey, y'all just so happy, everything's just perfect. Well, you know, she lives with me, so everything's not perfect. But I'm a fatherless kid, grew up without a home, and had a lot of hurt. We lost a child. We've had a lot of heartache, and we face some challenges. And we spend our life trying to lighten the load of people like you and many who watch and the hurting around the world. And we find great joy in trying to become a comfort and a source of help. This young lady and her husband, absolutely, two of them, two expressions of miracle power, as clear as I've ever seen in my more than 50 years of ministry. The name of their book is called Hope Heals, a true story of overwhelming loss and an overcoming love. Catherine and Jay Wolf. We had them just over a year ago. She was not too far from having a child that some would have thought, you're not gonna have. Well, she did, and baby's well, and she's back. Would you welcome back to life today, Catherine and Jay Wolf, please. We're glad to see you.
Thank you, we're glad to be here.
We really like y'all.
Thank you.
You know you're coming through the area, you know, save us a little airline fire or something.
Okay.
But you know you're coming this way, you call Bruce, and you say, hey, we're coming back through.
Okay.
And we'll bring you in because we believe that you'll have something to share.
Okay.
All right.
Well,
how are you doing? How's the baby?
Well, he's doing great. So we had a baby almost 9 months ago. John Nestor Wolf, our miracle baby, named for my neurosurgeon, Nestor Gonzalez, who saved my life 8 years ago. So
what happened
really
8 years?
Special.
What happened? By the way, she talks loud. She had a stroke. And so she has to. Wait, no, she has to project. Oh, is how she does it. So she's not trying to be a loud blonde, okay? She is, listen, this girl is so full of God, but this is how she projects. Now, me, I'm just, you know,
you're
me.
Just loud.
That's really the truth.
You are right about that. I used to really want to be very gentle and soft-spoken and, you know, have a quiet, sweet spirit. And I just realized, no, the Lord can use my boldness, my loudness. He's not only in it for this kind of gal. He made us all, and it can all be channeled for Jesus, regardless of what flavor.
Okay, you had quite a setback. Was it 8 years ago?
Yes.
What happened?
Almost 8.
You want to tell what happened? You want to tell it?
You tell it.
You know, he said to us, I want her sharing. And by the way, y'all get a close-up of Jay, because I believe that the glory of God is on this guy.
I agree.
Yeah. And, I mean, really it is. It's a countenance of Christ. There really is. I've told Ben Carson, Ben, you know, I pray for that gentle, kind, sweet, calm spirit all the time. And I can honestly say, when I look at someone like you, I say, Lord, I just want. I want that. So your love for her, your unshakable support is just incredible inspiration. And you said this earlier, I wanted to talk. What happened 8 years ago?
Absolutely. Almost 8 years. There'll be eight in a while. And I had a massive brainstem stroke, basically, out of clear blue nowhere. I was 26 years old, perfectly healthy, didn't even have a general doctor, and felt funny, collapsed, ended up having a massive brainstem stroke, nearly dying, and then had 16 hours of micro brain surgery to survive, then spent 40 days in ICU, another 2.5 months in a different part of the hospital, and another 2 years in rehab hospitals. All total, it was over a 2.5 year ordeal before I was able to move home again. And during that same time, my baby, who was 6 months old when I had the stroke, was growing and became a 2.5-year-old by the time I became fully able to re-engage him.
How long before you could talk?
Before I could talk, almost 6 months, really, and before I could eat again, 11 months and 5 days. But who's counting?
And you had birthday cake tonight. Did you
That's
just say, but
right.
I have to eat little bitty pieces?
That's right?
Right,
exactly. If you can believe it, celebrating a birthday, I'm 34, and I'm able to eat birthday cake. And I like to say that don't wait to celebrate, because you never know what's going to happen in your life, and you might as well enjoy every single moment that God's given to you, because we are not promised another minute.
That's right.
So might as well eat the good stuff first, especially if you ever go without it for any period of time at all. Skip right to the sugar.
Okay. Catherine, you just enjoy. That's why he wants you to talk. That's why he's so happy.
That's right.
Yeah. I just got joy all the time living with you. You're living with a miracle.
I am.
Isn't that what you feel?
Absolutely. Yeah, I think, you know, we all live out, like it says in Corinthians, the death and the resurrection of Christ, right, in our bodies. And yet, literally, I'm living out this picture of new life every day, you know, and it's really, it's just, it gives you joy. It's profound, and it's a mess, too. I mean, it's, you know, it's not one note.
Sure.
There's a lot of challenges.
Yeah, a lot of guys would say, this is too big a challenge, I'm out of here.
Yeah, there's a lot of...
Nothing in you leaving that I see, Jay. It's all over the place. And what I see is you not only love this girl, you love the Lord that manifests through her, but you just love the Lord. The love of the Lord is in you, which is the kind of love that's long-suffering and that endures and that never leaves. It's just there. It's all over you. Do you see it in him like we do?
Absolutely. And it's so clear in so many scriptures that I think it's 2 Corinthians 4 that talks about we are hard-pressed on all sides, but not crushed, perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not abandoned, struck down, but not destroyed. And then it goes on, as he's referencing, to say that we always carry in our bodies the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus might be revealed in our bodies.
Yeah.
I love that passage, that this picture of what we are manifesting and living out every day, that actually we're all living out on the inside of our bodies, all the brokenness and these issues, is a picture of the beautiful life in Jesus that is broken down, but not ever destroyed.
Mm-hmm. And that is the hope you're talking about.
Absolutely.
Hope heals.
When you say hope heals, tell us what you want us to get out of that.
I should let you tell, and I'll tell too.
No, I think, you know, we all have wounds, right? A lot of ours are on the outside. We got plenty on the inside too. But we all share that woundedness in our lives. And so the question becomes, how can we get healed? And I think that question just reverberated so personally in our lives. We just realized it was a message we all long for. The world and the church alike want to know, like, can God use this suffering that he's taken me through? Is he even there? Why would he do this? All these questions resound when we go through painful things in our life. And, you know, God calls us into redefining everything in our life, redefining it in a person, and that person is Jesus Christ. And so when we talk about hope healing, we're not talking about human spirit. We're not talking about this resilience. We're talking about the hope that we are anchored in. Jesus has gone before us beyond the veil. Like, we are anchored in the future that's not yet happened. You know, so we see these storms around us, and yet we can have this peace that's transcendent because we are founded. We're not going anywhere. And that is hope that really allows us to take that next step of really healing, of being aware of our losses and wounds and grieving those, but knowing that those are not the end of our story.
And what what is so powerful about this notion of hope healing you is there's so much less attachment to the here and now of what's happening in my personal myopic view of this is the worst day ever, this is the worst thing ever. You have this sense, if you believe that your hope has healed your soul, the most broken place, mm-hmm. then you're less attached to the outcomes of the here and now. You have the ability to look at your situation and say, my soul is healed. Jesus has healed my soul, so I may not get my physical healing on earth. And I don't put God in a box. I may be healed in 30 years or 60 years or in heaven one day. It's a little bit irrelevant when, because the broken thing was my heart when this happened at 26 years old. But what healed was that place, that feeling, that hurt soul, the need of God to come in and say, no, I'm making this okay. In fact, much better than just okay. I'm making this the, like your call. This is your ministry. This is the beauty I'm using. I'm taking the worst thing that's ever happened to you, Catherine and Jay, and I'm making it beautiful. It's the story of Joseph in the Bible. What God, what Satan intends for evil, God uses for tremendous good. And ultimately, for us to steward for his glory. We have this amazing opportunity to use this horrible thing that happens and leverage it for the kingdom. And what could be better than that?
Nothing, if everybody would just realize that. I want you to, if you wanted this couple in your area, and I'll just go ahead and say it, maybe your church, but maybe you would think beyond even just your church and just think his church. And what this couple could bring, you might say, I wonder if two or three of us could get together. Or maybe our auditorium is really suited for this and we'll invite some other churches. In other words, we want the church to be part of, we're part of the church in our church, and we want to share. If they wanted you to come share, you like a one-time meeting or like a day or an evening and morning? What's good for you? What do you
James,
want?
James, we like it all.
We're not picky.
We like it all.
We'll tell him ever.
Here's the beautiful thing about our story, our book, our ministry, our lives, is that we embody what the world is so desperate for, which is the reason to get out of bed in the morning and say, I can go on even when life doesn't make sense. Yeah. So an auditorium, sure. Interpersonally, sure. A coffee date, awesome. Whatever.
On the internet. I mean, we do. We have a big digital ministry. It's brilliant. We can reach out to people hurting across the world so effortlessly. So thank you for...
All right. Yeah. How would they contact you? Give an email address.
Yeah, our website is hopeheals.com.
Hope Heals.
And then we have our book coming out. So we have Hope Heals book.
Yeah, this book is out now. Here's what I want you to say. Listen to me. Go online, get the book. I want you to get it because if you'll just give a cup of water in a minute and say, I want the book, we'll send it to you. But what I want you to pray. I always think somebody needs hope to heal for them. Sure. Think about somebody right now. I'm going to get it online or run to the bookstore or use your car. I don't care. Just get there. Get the book. Maybe get one for several people God puts on your heart and get it to them. This is ministry. Because they got something to offer that's better than what Betty and I can offer. I mean, it's not better in the sense that we all know the Lord, but what they've been through. I mean, this is the real deal. This is the glory and grace of God in what looks like a very difficult, impossible situation. But all things are possible with God, and you don't just have to bear it, you know, and grind it out and, you know, keep a stiff upper lip and let the rough end drag. Doesn't that sound like a hoot? No, that's like a lot of religious folks. We're talking about life. So get the book, but there's the address. Invite them. Here's what I want you to do. You pray about the setting you put them in. Now, you listen to me. When they come, you ask God to let you give them the biggest love offering they've ever gotten in their life. No, I'm serious with you. I'm serious as I can be. I'm dead serious about
this. No, you're so sweet.
I don't want one church. I don't want one church to have them and say, well, they'll take care of you the next place. As far as you're concerned, this is it. Father, get these people listening to me right now. Understand what I'm saying is important because this is a couple you have sent, filled with your spirit. So let people watch and say, you know what? I'm going to be a part of that incredible miracle of God, and I'm going to spread it in Jesus' name. Thank you for doing that. Get the book. In a little while, we'll give you a chance.
And James, I have to tell you this. My mentor slash hero in life is Johnny Erickson Tott. Y'all know.
She's been here.
Incredible.
She was here not long ago.
So Johnny wrote the foreword for our book.
Can't beat that.
Mm-hmm. You can't beat that. No. And in it, she talks about and writes in her foreword and endorsement she's given us that if you suffer in this life, which the implication is that's likely everyone, you now have a guide. And that's what she wrote in our book. Can you believe
that?
You
do, you do, absolutely.
That you now have a guide. And I was very struck that, that those words are from Johnny Tada. She knows a little something about suffering and personally recommending it to other people.
Yes.
And she's been a guide to us, too. It's just,
exactly. Sure. It's a
hope it forward, we call it. In 2 Corinthians 1, you know, you give the comfort you've been given.
Well, with you've been comforted.
To other people.
Yeah. Well, so, you all love this couple.
I want
everybody up here in the audience and right here on the front too. I want everybody in the audience who went to school with her stand up. Out here, come on, stand up. Everybody that went to school with her stand up out here. Now you all were sorority sisters, right?
Yeah.
All right. Isn't this beautiful? We're so glad you're here. Thank y'all so much. And aren't y'all proud of what she's doing? Would y'all again say thank you, Lord, for this incredible gift? Father, I hope that heals. And I want to say to you that I wish you could sit in the room with us. We're doing the best we can. Family room. When the Lord led Betty and me to sit here like this, I was in stadiums and coliseums. It's where I lived. I'm standing there in Cowboy Stadium with 100,000 people in Greg Lowry Crusade, which we help support and promote. And I'm standing there, and everybody said, I remember you was always up there preaching, James, man. And I said, let me tell you something. There's not even this much desire to walk right up there. Because God called me to the family room to invite you in the family room and help you get to know the Father. Would you all agree you have seen the Father's love in this couple right here? Have you seen God the Father here? You see, we have a tendency to make a hero out of people too often rather than the Father that's the one to be glorified and honored.
Right.
And I've just spent my life loving being a servant and this precious girl sitting by me. And we love you. And I want you to get this book. But here's what I'm going to ask you to do. I want you to offer hope that heals and provides the kind of miracle that's even greater than the one you say she might have hoped for, the one she experienced. We're talking about the miracle of like almost raising someone from death or disease to life because, hey, the cure is perfect. It's not hope that is not something that's attainable and that brings the very hope that you had to reality. It's giving life because the love of God. I want you to watch and see if you don't want to be the miracle needed.
It's a known fact that a person can survive without food for a long period of time if they have access to water. But without water, a person may not live more than a week. The irony for these mothers is they can provide water for their families, but in so doing, have suffered the loss of one or more of their children to a waterborne disease. Why? Because they did not have access to a clean water source.
I am so proud that the son can't can actually see a long cassat moy some rap, capra pranatini, some rap was an umbrucon total bachnum, had a natured can get taken to the conto toy dictum die.
What a tragedy for mothers who must live each day thinking, will this be the day that one of my other children becomes sick and dies? Unfortunately, that day comes far too often for mothers in villages like these throughout the world. With your help, this year Life Outreach International and our partners will reach a milestone of 5,000 completed wells. Our question now is, can we together press forward and provide more water wells so mothers don't have to live in fear that this might be the day another child of theirs dies? simply because they don't have access to clean water.
We have focused on 15 nations where the situation you saw there is just evident, undeniable, reality. And what you heard in that mother's pathos and heartache was a prayer, a heartfelt desire that this tragic occurrence be ended, and it can be with love. And the fact that God has given us, many of you who are watching Life Today, you and I prayed that we could drill a well every time we had the emphasis on it. And when we started, the wells were 3,600. And then the cost with the petroleum increase and other things around the world, it went up to an average of 4,800. It could go up again with petroleum where it is and the cost of fuel. It likely won't. But you never know. But when it went up, we were still able to do it. And the thing that has been so gratifying to us is that many of you have said, we make it a goal every year to drill a well. And then, believe it or not, we've had a few people say, a few individual churches even, and groups, but we've had quite a few couples and business people say, we're going to drill a well a month. That's astounding. But it means that there's something in your heart that says, I want to do something that really works. And when you give people a well, you're giving them water the rest of their life. You know, we tell people that $48 of the 4,800 will give 10 people water the rest of their life. That's how it breaks out. And you give $144, 30 people water. So if you give a cup of water, Jesus said, you won't lose the reward, the blessing that I have for you. What would it imply to give a well of water? Well, I believe that if you're not giving to get, you're giving to give and bless, that the greatest blessing is we just gave all those people the answers to their prayers. We became the answer to their prayer. We became their miracle, the expression of God's love. And it lasts a lifetime. It's the gift that just keeps giving. Would you please right now help us drill 500 more wells, one well at a time, in 15 nations? We just have a short time frame to do it. Betty, I know you're sitting here listening. Did you feel impressed to add something?
Well, I just the question that mother asked there at the last, will this be the day that I lose a child? Will tomorrow be the day that I lose a child? I want her to be able to say, this was the day. This is the day that hope came in. She was asking for hope, and that I got hope for my children because there was a water well drilled so that my child might have pure, clean water.
And those children rejoice when it's there as though you had just opened up an entertainment park for them. I mean, every now and then the missionaries say, okay, you can play in it a little bit today. But it's so precious, they don't let them do that. But a lot of times when we go back to an area where we drilled a well, or some of our team does, they let them play in it because they're still so happy. And when the well comes in, you'd think they hit an oil well. They got life. Listen, I'm asking you go to lifetoday.org right now. I want you to run, get your communication device, your laptop, your iPad, whatever you use, lifetoday.org, take your bank card, and say, I'm going to give the greatest gift you can give today. I'm going to give the gift of life. Water for life, and those missionaries are going to tell them about the water of life. Would you do it right now, or you can dial the number? People are calling that number every day for prayer. Today, you're calling the number to be an answer to prayer. So you call the number. Here's my bank card. Use it like a check and say, here's the gift. God's impressing me and enabling me to give. If you can give a well, $4,800, do it. You give part of a well. Pray others match it. If it's $1,200, you need three more. $24, you need another one. Pray, God, match this gift. And remember, most of the gifts come from 48. For 10 people, 144 to reach 30. Whatever you can do, please, right now, would you be an answer to that mother's prayer? I believe you're going to be, and you're going to do it joyfully.
Every day, children living in extreme poverty are forced to make a dreadful choice. Drink filthy, polluted water filled with deadly disease, or die from thirst. No child should ever be faced with this decision. The good news is there is a solution. Mission Water for Life is one of the most proven and viable demonstrations of God's love in the world today. Suffering can end because clean water changes everything. With your gift today, you can help establish and drill 500 water wells in remote villages in over 15 different nations. Your gift of $24 will help provide clean water for 5 people. A gift of $48 will help provide for 10. $72 will provide for 15 people. And $144 will help provide fresh water for 30 people for a lifetime. With your gift, we would like to send you Pastor Robert Morris' new book, Frequency. As you read, you'll discover how to hear God's voice, receive direction for your life, and experience a deeper connection with God. With your gift of $100 or more, you'll also receive the Hearing God Daily Journal and Scripture Pen, a wonderful way to record what God is impressing on your heart and a beautiful keepsake for your daily prayer time. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,200 to help provide water for 250 people, or a gift of $4,800 to help sponsor a complete well, and you may request our beautiful Majesty bronze sculpture. Please call, write, or make your gift online today.
Okay, listen, while we were waiting for you to respond, I got so moved because of the hope that heals, and we were talking about healing our broken heart. And knowing, because Mercy Me sang that song in the stadium when we were there with Betty and I, and we can only imagine that's what they sang at our daughter's funeral. And our daughter didn't have to imagine anymore. And listen to me. Don't miss the hope that heals. It is so real. And the hurts are so big and so heavy. But it is the blessed hope of the reality of Christ now and forever. Father, let everybody watch and get it. Let them reach out today and say, I need that hope that heals. And then, Lord, let them take it one step further and say, I want to share that hope that heals. In Jesus' name. And I want to say again, for all the prayers that you've prayed for me and Betty and the appreciation for the fact that we would try to go on encouraging you when we hurt, thanks for your love. Your love heals. And to this beautiful couple, I want all of you here again to join and just praise God for Catherine and Jay Wolf and the fact that hope heals. Would you say thanks to God?
Thank you.
We'll send you the book. If you helped us drill a water well, give a cup of water, just ask for the book. And then you be praying for us, all right? Visit stream.org every day for understanding of the times. Make it your homepage. God bless y'all. Thank you. Thank all of you for being here.
God bless y'all.
More than a voice, it's a relationship. He wants to have a relationship with you.
Learning some practical ways for you to hear God's voice.
Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.